Kilo 2, Papa Charlie Bravo, K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Well, there's an early call. Good morning, Sir Ross. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Definitely a long-awaited one.
That's what it felt like last week, but this week it's been, I don't know, it's been almost going by too fast. I could use an extra... I normally say an extra day, but I could use an extra 2 days.
Well, I could always use an extra day to catch up on things. Oh yeah, I forgot. This is not even my Friday. I have to open the building Saturday. So, no, today's my Thursday. Tomorrow will be my Friday.
You doing an early in, early out tomorrow, or you staying all day?
It's going to be a... Well, I was supposed to do half a day, but Evelyn's got a photo shoot for her dance, so I might go to that right after work, so I might stay longer.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. And then, yeah, let's transition right into that. Do you have to go pick her up, or is Megan going to bring her up?
No, Megan's going to bring her out. It's in Lancaster, off of Central. I forgot the name of that street. It's right where it's between Central and Aurora, that little division, a little subdivision that they put in there of like businesses and stuff. So it's pretty cool. I got to remember to bring my camera.
Oh, you're talking right on Main Street where Lily Valdez was then.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, it's really developed up. There's a Billard's in there, a pizza, ice cream place, like a little cafe in there. Yeah, and then the dance club and stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they put in there now. It's pretty built up.
Yeah, a lot of changes. I think Lily Bell was going to be moving out of there. That was Dan Luzak's sister and brother-in-law's business. I think they're going to go to just distribution and eliminate the storefront, from what I hear. And then they open that... that Mexican place, they opened an ice cream place. In fact, I don't know if it was a birthday or Christmas, Lynn got some gift cards for both the ice cream place and the Mexican place, so we'll have to go check those out one of these days. Yeah, yeah. I pulled the trigger on that gear. In fact, I made a counter offer, a significantly lower counter offer, and it seemed like it was system driven because I got like an instant reply saying that it was denied and countered, and then I put in another offer and an instant deny and counter, and then I put in another offer, just creeping up, and then eventually I started, okay, now it's taking a longer delay, and I got to the point where I accepted his counter offer and I ordered that gear. I got to thinking that, you know, between my time and whatnot, yeah, we'll just make this one of my last add-ons to the radio project and then pause that for a while, if you will.
Yeah, well, I hope you get it. Hope you get that. I know it's always nice to get something that you always wanted. I did put for that Radiodity, that free Radiodity, or what, no, it wasn't Radiodity, it was them selling it, but it was like that famous radio that they used, TRP rig, so, I did put in for that, so, see what, happens. They're only giving away one, so, looks like we might, see who wins. I don't know how many people are entered yet, but it's probably gonna be a lot.
And not that it was fine print, but it did say that you need to create an account with Radiodity, which I already had, in order to put your email into the, into the prize basket to get pulled for the I think it was the Zygu G90, which to me is an okay thing. I'm in enough mailing lists anyway. I already get emails from them. But that's a trade-off, right? So they're going to take the wholesale cost of that one radio And basically, it would be like buying email addresses for advertising. And so now you know you have all these people that are interested in that type of radio, which they can now solicit through email. And I don't mind. Like I said, I already get emails from them, so okay. They want to send me more promotional stuff periodically, or then I unsubscribe after a while. I'm okay with that. And you got to be in it to win it. So, yeah, I put in for that as well.
Yeah, I also have an account with them as well. So, yeah, I had to put in for it. So, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, one of us who's lucky wins that.
Yeah, maybe Brad put in for it too and increased the chances of somebody from the group here getting a win on that. And that would be a nice little starter radio. I think they're only 20 watts, but it's a nice all-mode, all HF radio, right? All HF bands and all modes, if I remember correctly.
Yep, that's correct. That's what I write up. I write up on the radio a little bit. It's almost, I think, similar to one that Jeff's got.
Well, I think it's the same radio, or same manufacturer, if I'm not mistaken. A little more power and maybe a little less portable. So it's not as compact, hence giving you more output power, and I believe it has a built-in tuner, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the specs in front of me, but that's cool. Every once in a while, I come around the corner of Central and Broadway here, and the lights for the gas station turn on, and it lights up like a fair rolling through town. It's very colorful. Anyway, this is KCPCB. I'll pause and see if anyone else is in there.
KC2NBN, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. Welcome to the group this morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Had a conversation with the insurance people yesterday, and they're looking to total out my car, but say I want to send my person to verify it, but I don't know which one I'm going through, mine or theirs. If I go through mine, they go after theirs. If I go through theirs, they're going to write us a check for $10,000 and say goodnight, but it's quite the dilemma.
Yeah, without getting a lawyer, I don't know how you, how you pursue that. How do you push any more than what the insurance company? Actually, as I'm saying that, it almost sounds like one of the commercials online. But yeah, how do you get a little more assistance on your side? That's a good one.
You go through your own insurance company, and they're gonna probably do you better. And then they go after the other company. The other company is only really obligated to $10,000 according to New York State law, and go from there. So I got to see what my options are going to be after my insurance company looks at my car and goes, yeah, it's screwed, so let's replace it. And then my wife is like, you should just take my car and actually get a new one, because I've been wanting to get a smaller car for a while now. So she's looking to steal my new car.
Yeah, that sounds like some type of dilemma you guys are going to have to resolve amongst yourselves there. I don't know what to suggest.
I really don't care either way. I just want something that I can drive. So we're going to go look at a Subaru Crosstrek and a Honda HR-V tomorrow. And she'll drive both, and we'll decide on one or the other. But I don't care. I just want a car that drives.
I was mentioning it to Lynn about your accident, and then Lynn was talking to my sister. I think it was earlier. Was it that same day, or maybe it was the next day? And she was saying how she's seen an accident on the way home and didn't actually see it. It was the aftermath of it once the cops were there. And she was saying that a Jeep was involved. And then you were telling me yesterday that the Jeep was involved. So I called my sister back and asked her, hey, is this where you had seen the accident? Oh, yeah. It was this blue car that got hit. There was a, you know, and I said, well, was it a Jeep that ran into them? Oh, yeah, it was a four-door Jeep. Yeah, and there was this guy out there flailing his arms around. He looked pretty mad, I confirmed with the rest of her details that she had witnessed at least some of the aftermath.
I don't remember flailing my arms around and being all mad. I stayed cool, calm, and collected last I knew.
No, I'm sure she was probably exaggerating a little bit, but, I think she thought you looked mad and you were out there taking pictures, and, she did say something about you throwing your arms up in the air, so, I don't know, I haven't seen you mad to know if you even do that or not.
That is hilarious. Because I'm just like, oh, well, I got hit. It's not my fault, and let's go from there.
Oh, for me, it would have been rolling explicit as, you got to be bleeping kidding me. You got to be bleeping kidding me. Anyway. All right, back to you, Ross.
I was leaving a pause, too. Fred was in there. Yeah, Jeff, I know you got to go get some anger management classes. You got to really, it's only a car for crying out loud. Come on.
Yeah. I got to work on that. Well, I got a new radio last night, a Baofeng 10-watter.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people are starting to get Baofeng, which is cool. You got it with you, first of all. And secondly, I'm wondering if Baofeng's ever going to make an HF rig. That'd be interesting.
Yes, I have the radio with me. And I got, like, three antennas with it, one of which doesn't hook up to it, but it's one of the foldable ones that's, like, 4 foot long. I need an adapter to connect to it, but it works on the Yaesu.
So how many bands does this cover? Is this a tri-bander or is it like a quad-bander?
I don't know yet. It only seems like I can do maybe three or four bands.
Because I know Baofeng, they made one that does, it will do, maybe I went to the Baofeng, maybe it's a Kuaishang. One of those. It'll do 10, 6, 2 meter, 220, and 440. One of those. I don't think it was a Baofeng. I'm thinking a different model. But yeah, if that's the one of those multiple bands, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, when I hit the band button, it found us.
You drive like a big truck, sounds like a backup alarm.
It's on 446.0373.
Are you on 446.075?
I just turned it off because it was making weird, sketchy noises at me. But it seems to have some kind of an auto function. Searching VHF or UHF.
So it sounds like you're locking on the transceiver from my node in my truck.
Definitely think it's something.
All right, I'm going to say 73, guys. It's 6:45, and when you get this day started, there's a lot to do. This is K2PCB.
Okay, so
be in there. Probably Jeff, you're probably going to do the same.
I'll see you in there as well.
So KD2GDQ, KD2GDQ,
this is KD2PEQ.
You
in there, Brad?
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. How are you at this lovely, chilly Friday morning?
Oh, you are in there. I thought you slept in this morning.
No, just standing by, listening to the conversation. I heard Travis put out a call, and then I heard him say good morning to you. I didn't hear your transmission, obviously, because you must have just been leaving. But I heard Travis talking to you, and you guys were chatting, and I was just listening, and then Jeff jumped in, and you guys were chatting, so I just stayed on the sides, that's all.
Yeah, it happens to me, too. excuse me. Most mornings, I don't have too much to say. I don't know. This morning, I'm pretty chatty, so I must have got good, like, sleep.
I never thought of you as not being talkative in the morning, but I understand, yeah, sometimes it, we tend to key up too fast. I do hear that on the 444, I can't remember, WA2HKS repeater. Those guys, sometimes there's five or six of them, and they're just boom, 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 just keying up so quick. I don't know if they've got a voice-activated mic or what, but they are so quick that it's amazing that they understand what's going on.
Yeah, even on mine, and between mine and Travis's, there's going through the internet, there's such a delay. Usually it feels like a couple of seconds, you know, at least to us, where it's probably not that long, but it does, between the unkeying and keying back up our systems, it does probably take a few seconds, which seems long, and by then, it's like, oh, I should probably key up by now, and, you know, it's still, everything's still restarting. I can see that. It happens on East Coast Reflector all the time.
Yeah, I hear on the morning brew, I hear a lot of doubling going on, especially from the mobiles. Obviously, they're coming in from different repeaters, and there's a lot of doubling on that. Yesterday, I was playing with my new headset and settings in my computer, and I think I might have found the microphone volume. I'm not going to play with it today, but maybe next week we'll give it another try and see. And I was able to record myself and play it back, so it sounded okay. But we'll try it next week and see what you think.
Oh, yeah. When you go to Echo Link, there's a lot of settings. You got the computer volume to play with. That obviously is a factor, which I don't think being a program should have its own volume. But you got like two volumes to play with, the actual computer one and the one in the actual Echo Link program. It will screw around with the volume. I almost wonder if you should just like leave one set and just leave it and then play around with the actual volume in the program. I think if I'm not mistaken, I haven't used Echo Link in a long time. I think they have it's actually like a UV meter or like a bar graph. I think it stays green until you hit, I think it will stay within that green, and then once, I think it hits red, you're too loud. So I don't know if that tool is still in there, but that might be an option for you.
I didn't know that Echo Link had its own volume for transmission. I will definitely look at that and see. And maybe you're right. Maybe just play with that one instead of the one on the computer.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't used Echo Link a long time, but I think it's in the SVS settings, or if you go in settings in general, I think there's like a SVS section. It will do, I think, your mic, playable audio, and I think all of your settings, are, if you're going to use like a standalone computer or actually a radio, I think all that's in there. Like I said, don't quote me on it, it's probably been 5 years since I used Echo Link.
Well, yeah, there's probably been some changes in 5 years. I'll go back. Today might be kind of busy. Our son and his girlfriend are coming in tonight or this afternoon. So Karen and I will be getting things ready for them for the weekend. There might be some time to play with it a little bit and see. Weekend's going to, obviously with him and his girlfriend being here, is going to be busy Saturday and Sunday. But we'll see if we can't work some stuff in.
Oh, yeah, I better get ready for them. Yeah, I'm sure your time's probably more well spent with them than radio. Yeah, today's my Thursday. I got to open the building up tomorrow. So I got all morning at PCB. It's my turn to do this. I have one in August sometime, and then I have one in December. So I got to open the building three times. I'm just not looking forward to getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to open the building at 5. That's a long day.
Yes, that is a long day, especially on a Saturday. Fortunately, it's only 3 out of what the 50-some Saturdays we get out of the year. So it's not too bad, but still, it takes away from your weekend.
Yeah, they started that with all the PCs, too, doing it, instead of just the supervisors, so they got the PCs involved so they can open up the building, too. So that's great for us. Yeah, I was hoping I'd get lucky. They will open the building if it's only like 10 people signed up to work Saturday, they won't open it. But no, I'm up to I think 31 people, so like I'm not gonna be able to get out of that one this time.
Yeah, that one's gonna be tough. Maybe the August one, if the weather's good and things, maybe enough people will say no, I'm gonna really enjoy the weekend. But I know that I remember that there was a number of people when I worked at PCD that just lived. That's all they wanted was that overtime, and that can be tough.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of diehards. I think they always work Saturday. Yeah, even the summertime. You think in the summertime they would want the time to enjoy the weather since it's so short. But well, they want that money, I guess. I don't know. I could see if they need it for like rent or something, but I'm working a lot of overtime now as it is, but as soon as it gets nicer out, I'm like gonna be a 3:30 guy. I'm not staying till 5:30 every day.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I used to put in a lot of hours. You know, I would get in at like between 7:15. I'd stay till like 4:30, 5 o'clock every day. Trying to get things done, and then let's see, probably it was a 2024. I decided, you know what, all this extra time isn't helping me, you know, being salaried wasn't helping me out, so it was basically 7 to 3:30, you know, maybe 7:30 to 4. That was my hours, 8 hours. That was it.
Yeah, fortunately here, they've been so busy, they're really pushing the overtime now. So they need to hire more people, I think, than overtime. I think it would make more sense. But I'm not the business guy. So, all right, Brad. Gotta get in there and at least finish my day. So I'm going to see 73s with you. Have a good day with your daughter and kids, or grandkids, I should say. So KD2GEQ, this is KC2PET. 73s, have a great weekend, Brad, and I will talk to you on Monday.
73 to you, Ross. You're KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ. Again, have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday, and I am clear of this channel.